Energy electric, rhyming so hectic. Content of the song, you can probably fucking guess it. It's just me talking shit over a funky ass beat. Metaphors full of bullshit, hit you like a stampede.
Welcome to the Lousy Wrestling Podcast, the shittiest wrestling podcast in America, only on the Lousy Weather Media Network. Now, here's the show.
It's a long way for a terrible joke.
That's a very terrible joke. What's going wrong?
Derek, are you there? Is your microphone working? Talk to me.
I believe it's working.
Mm-hmm. Let me hear it.
You're listening.
Is the keyboard working?
The keyboard is working, and you just have a smile on your face, like a little kid in the candy store, like the biggest grin.
Andrew bought this keyboard. Slimturn, my bad. I named him wrong. Slimturn. Actually, let me intro the photo shoot.
All right, Trip Bradshaw in the house tonight.
It's the Lousy Wrestling Podcast, episode what, 35?
35.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Derek.
Spike is sick today, so he's not here.
He's
and
absent.
I have a piano.
And you are not Howard Stern, even though that's how you pretty much told me you was going.
Yeah, I try to be Howard Stern. Can you all sit on the Sibian machine? That's my Howard impression.
You need a little working on that, buddy. You need to stick with your James Hetfield and Tally Cornette.
So it's the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. So anyway, so Slimturn bought this piano. And we spent all day trying to figure out how to make it work.
How many hours? You said all day.
Before we ever got sound out of it, probably about 3 hours.
So 3 hours before sound.
Before sound. And then it was like we just banged on it for the next 20
So how long
minutes.
Did it take you guys to read the manual and figure
There's
it out?
There's nothing in
minutes?
There, dude.
It doesn't tell you nothing.
Doesn't say manual.
I'm sure it tells you something. You just are reading the wrong instructions.
It doesn't say a word. The manual's 2 pages, and then it has all the rest of it is the same thing in different languages. But it's all right. I got it working now.
I figured it out.
What's up?
I said you figured it out, obviously.
Yeah, I can go. I can be like, hey, Derek.
And you're going to be excited like you are now.
Yeah, basically. Like if you say something weird, I can be like, Derek.
So you're going to give all of us Scooby-Doo sounds.
Is that comedic? I don't know. Is that comedy? I know comedy. I was doing like just really ambient things, and I was talking like that poppy. Do you know who that poppy is? Anyway, I was talking like that poppy, and I was like, I'm Poppy. Get these things off of me. They're weird. Thanks for watching my show.
And how long did you do this? By yourself?
For a while. No, Slim was here. I was just doing it to him. But I got more ambient noise sound effects. Right now I just had the piano going.
So you're trying to be Beethoven tonight?
I'm doing really, yeah. When
with your James Hetfield face, it's really hilarious. Like I cannot stop laughing.
I wish more people got to see this instead of just listening to me do it on podcast, because I'm sure it's not the same effect for anyone listening right now. But it's the Lousy Wrestling Podcast, and that's why we are America's shittiest wrestling podcast. Because I'm playing the motherfucking piano. I don't know how to play the piano. Not just in random fucking things.
The guinea pig of the network.
We had a nice little boost in listens last week, and I think it was just because of the broken Matt Hardy picture I used for the logo.
Everyone's seen that, and then they were like, they did not say one word about broken Matt Hardy except for
We talked about the whole thing, yeah. But it was funny that, like, you were like, I'm going to kill myself if you keep talking about TNA.
I legit will kill myself.
Oh, like, man. So you hear any big stories this week? You hear
no none at all.
Nothing happened this weekend.
Nothing
at
happened.
All.
Like Twitter did not blow up. Nothing went down.
Nothing
like,
going on.
Bad.
But,
like
you, I did hear about.
I heard about those memes going around though.
There's one that I was sent by the guys from Keeping It 99 Eagle. He sent me a meme that was like it was perfect. It was. You know, just somebody explaining how to become a tag team. Like, how do you form a tag team? And he was like, you know, you got one guy. One guy's like, I'm a dude, you're a dude. And they're like, hey, do you want to be like best friends? And those words came out of a man named Brad Maddox. And you know what? I think he learned a thing or two about forming a good tag team.
He figured out who his perfect partner was.
Mm-hmm. Him and Xavier Woods became best friends. They said, "Hey, dude, I'm a dude. You're a dude. You want to be like best friends?" And they were like, "Yeah." And they tagged each other in. And now it never made it to like television. But some clips have been released lately of what kind of work they did. And if I could say this 1,000 times, I will. Brad Maddox and Xavier Woods are two men who really put themselves into their art. Like, I mean, full attention into their art.
So they're full mass.
Completely.
They had their own Enzo moment.
So, but I don't know if you heard anything else this week, Ben. Matt Hardy might have some more stuff. I'm sure we'll talk about that soon, but
nothing.
So anyway, I started seeing a bunch of stuff on Twitter, like, you know, tag team of the year, Brad Maddox and Xavier Woods. You need to see this footage. And I was like, all right, let me see it. I got to see what this is. And when I turned it on, when I turned that footage on, I was like, what the fuck am I watching? What is this? Oh, my fucking God. Turn it off. Leave it on. Leave it on. Okay. Let me. Hold on.
Did you say, is that Paige? Was that your first words?
It's like, holy shit. And then I was like, there's cum all over Paige's face. And then fucking my roommate was like, what'd you do to your cat? And I was like, not my cat, Paige. The real wrestler, Paige. There's cum on her face. I don't know how to deal with this. My brain is blown. It's a tag team scenario.
And is this the most over tag team in wrestling right now? The question.
Jesus, yeah. They are definitely, I would think they're the biggest heel tag team in wrestling right now.
All right. Definitely give them the title.
They're getting a lot of stuff. So if you're inside of a box and you don't know what the hell we're talking about, WWE wrestler Paige was a part of some sort of pseudo leak / hack scenario. We don't know how it came about. She says it was hacked and shared without her consent, and that was all she said. She didn't say sorry. Or, damn, it was a different time or nothing.
You see how many videos she is? The fuck she is sorry about it, from what you're telling me.
So, yeah, you haven't really seen anything. So I'm.
Well, by the time you sent me the link, it was already like, this has been deleted. So
I'm about to see if I can get
you. She definitely was having you sent me taking down the content.
Okay, so on Friday, all I saw was like Paige nude leak. But it was kind of hard to find almost because none of the wrestling sites ran with it. Not one wrestling site ran with it till it was like late Saturday before some of them were posting like, hey, this happened. Like Paige had addressed it twice by the time. And I was
that's
like,
sad.
That's what I was saying. I was like, they're so worried about their status with WWE that they didn't want to fucking run with the story to lose access to wrestlers and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or Xavier Woods is their top informant, and they were like, oh, we can't fucking bury our informant, or he's not going to give us any info anymore. You know, but anyway, so somebody anonymous got on 4chan and was like, yo, I'm in Paige's cloud or some shit. I got all these photos and shit.
My question is, how many times did that guy beat off before he shared them?
Now, okay, so the first two pictures that came out were just real simple. Like, you see her, like, you can barely even tell if that's her.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And then the next picture was like something like that. And you're like, okay, it's definitely her, but nothing extraordinary. And then finally something like that came out. And I was like, okay, now we finally get to see some titties. That's definitely real.
Now you're like, yeah. I'm half mass.
I'm like,
you're slowly getting your Nikki Bella fap on.
I'm like,
Paige,
this ain't
fap.
Too bad. So then I find this Twitter account. It's at Asuka is Kana. I wish Spike was here, because it's like apparently this is something I'm just like kind of finding out because of this account. There's like, I mean, I knew about it, but it goes deep. There's like a whole like world where people role play as wrestlers on Twitter, and they have marriages and they have fantasy relationships and
okay.
And Twitter sex with each other. And
Paige is a big head, obviously.
Well, so that's what this account is, like, in its normal time, is, like, it role plays as Kana or Asuka, and has a bunch of, like, Asuka fucking videos and weird shit on it. Something, you know.
And then all of a sudden, Paige
yeah,
pops
so,
up.
So then I'm like, okay. You know, it's slowly coming out. I'm following this Twitter account because this person is like, anytime something got released on 4chan, whoever this person is, I keep saying she, but it's definitely not a she. There's no way this person
is.
It's
for sure a he.
Yeah, it's
playing a she.
For sure a he playing a she on this Twitter account. Asuka is Kana. But then, okay, so this picture was the next one I saw. And I was like, oh, god damn, they're going, this is getting deep, dude. This is getting deep. It's just her with fucking cum plastered all over her face. And I'm
are
like,
you,
oh, god.
By this time, are you trying to figure out whose dick that is?
Yeah.
You are.
And then,
definitely not Xavier Woods.
It comes up in, there's like, okay, so there's like a little section of pictures. And then I'm like, okay, wait, I'm like, what the fuck is, I'm like, now we got a video. Like, this one ain't too bad. I'm about to just play it. And she, okay, so she's got a. Okay, so she's talking. Hold on, let me start this over. She's talking at the beginning of it.
So, in the bathroom again, and I'm practicing again. So,
what's she practicing? What's she practicing? Oh God, what's she pulling out of her ass?
That's just the start, though. Don't worry. I just wanted to take it.
So she's apparently sending videos to this guy like, yo, I'm shoving a dildo up my ass so that...
You can fuck me in my ass.
Yeah, I'm anal training for you. Okay, so then we got some more. This, I don't know what... This looks like... I was like, wow...
I'm so like, is that Alberto?
No. That's when everybody started realizing that it's Brad Maddox. So, and then it's like her just sitting on top of his dick and fucking him really badly. But, and everybody's like, oh my God, it's Brad Maddox. We got a couple more nude pictures came out. I'm like, dude, this is getting wild. Got more stuff going up her ass over here and shit. And I was like, what the fuck? And then it was like, blowjob video. I'm like, this is getting crazy, dude. They're getting everything. I'm like,
Sean, you're like, I'm so excited.
Dude, it was a rabbit hole I could not get out of. I could not stop.
It was
stop,
the greatest day of your life.
Could not stop refreshing this goddamn Twitter account, dude.
You're like, this fucker couldn't refresh fast
and
enough.
And then this is another one where everybody started telling that it was Brad Maddox in the video. And everybody's like, oh, shit, we got Brad Maddox getting his dick sucked. And I watched it going,
You watched it like 20 times to make sure it was him, didn't you? You're like, it is. I watched his match to confirm.
I watched it like, man, her blowjobs aren't even that good. I was like, man, she wouldn't be able to do a fucking porn ever. Like, that's why it's all coming out like this. And that's when I started thinking more. I'm like,
now, is it Brad Maddox who's leaking it?
Okay, so that was another thing I thought. Okay, then this is when shit just went off the wall. I was like, okay, so that video came out. I'm like, man, there can't be more. And then the next fucking tweet was like, but wait, there's more. And then
you're
I
like,
fucking
more.
Yeah, and I turned it on. I hit play. And I was like, I saw the black dude sit down, and I was like, no shit. And then you see Brad Maddox get in there and just start intently filming. Like, he is really a part of this art right now. Yeah. Like, God, just look at Xavier's balls. I love this right now. Give me your balls, Xavier. Like, I almost think he's
like, this bitch cannot even fuck. What is she doing? Look, he's putting his hands up like, what is she doing? He's...
I don't think I've...
Or is he throwing up the NWO click sign? He's like, dude, we're in the click.
I haven't watched...
I thought he was reaching in for the click.
Dude, he got real close. I haven't watched this far into this video yet. This is the first time I've watched this far into it.
Oh, that is too
funny. Okay, so I did have to watch it like a couple times because you can't see his face in there because it's so shadowy. But... So I did have to watch it a couple times
to make
before.
Sure it was Xavier
Woods. I was like, definitely, you can see him like plain as day that it's Xavier Woods.
Oh, for sure.
But then, okay, then my second favorite part is, okay, watch how erect Brad Maddox is. Like, what was he doing before this? Hopefully he was the one banging her. If not, it's really weird. But so he's fucking just full on erect. And then he's like, all right, I gotta crouch down. Gotta get in here. Really put myself into this butthole. All right, yeah. Look at those balls. Look at that butthole. This is all part of my day. Like, and then I'm like, all right, who the fuck is filming Brad Maddox filming their balls?
My first thought was, who is in there filming? Was that Big E?
Chris Clem was like, it probably a tripod. I was like, a human tripod, am I right?
Definitely a tripod.
And he's like,
in there.
He's like, those ones were already in use. And I was like, oh, damn, that's funny. So then there's like a video of her like squirting that you can't really tell if it's real or not because it's fucking.
Well, all the other ones have been.
So yeah, she's just shooting squirt everywhere. And then, all right, this
and
is.
Now you're like, and okay. Then there's more even on top of it today.
The last thing. This is where it finally like, this is where it finally crossed the line for me. All the rest of it, I was like.
They finally brought the title involved.
They finally brought the title involved. When I saw this picture with cum all over the NXT women's championship title and her face at the same time, I was like, oh, man. So people are taking that picture and putting it next to pictures of her with the title with a little kid holding it, like type thing, like putting those pictures side by side and just like kept tweeting it at her yesterday. It was like shit got savage this weekend on her and her mom's Twitter accounts. Shit was savage. Like this one, the very first her mom posted on Twitter, like, hey, people get hacked. We stand behind our daughter 100%. Excuse me, 100%. And the very first comment was just the first, like, cum blast picture. And then the guy, like, went to Paige's Twitter and was like, why your mom block me, though, with a screenshot of that, of her mom's tweet, and then the picture of her daughter getting fucking cum in the face. Like, oh, man, dude. Yeah, Twitter was savage. So
damn.
After that, I was like, okay, I can stop following this.
Million trolls just got their rocks off.
Yeah, I can stop following this fucking role play creepy thing.
And as you're following it right now, looking for the newest video.
I want to role play as JBL if I was going to role play as anybody. I already stumbled over my damn words.
Well, you're your
Maggle.
Own.
Could you imagine role playing Maggle and JBL?
No.
That's probably
that would have to be the gayest fucking thing ever.
Oh, man.
That is your weirdest fantasy I've ever heard.
What, Michael Cole and JBL?
Is that why you're going to dress up Amber one day, Michael Cole, and you're going to be JBL?
Because
you're the trip of the group.
It don't sound like a bad idea.
I mean, it'd be like How I Met Your Mother, like Barney fucks the stormtrooper.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just fucking stormtroopers.
But Amber's just Michael Cole.
Mm. Yeah, I could do it. Did you?
Are you going to paint her up? That's the question.
Did you see on they did that WWE show Bring It to the Table or whatever?
I did not watch it yet.
It's, JBL and Corey Graves and them. They bring up the.
See, I wish they did it this week with the Paige scandal. That I would want to see.
They brought up the porn parody of the Montreal Screwjob on there. And they were like, what do you guys think of it? And Corey Graves just looks at JBL like, yeah, you dirty motherfucker. What do you think about it?
He gave him the eye like we've already watched it.
Yeah,
together.
Kaptka Kiptova nude over here, huh? Oh, hold up. I tried to do a punchline. Punchline piano roll. But and I forgot to turn the piano back on. So yeah, that was those were pretty big stories.
I think that was the only story. The
other thing going on is with
very underlined.
Matt Hardy's legal stuff still is TNA or Impact, I should say, is not backing off. Like, this is, they're going in full on, gonna take down.
They're going full Woods, Brad Maddox on the Hardys.
Yeah, Jeff Jarrett Anthem is going full Brad Maddox and Xavier Woods on the Hardys.
So, Anthem's Brad Maddox and Jeff Jarrett's Xavier Wood.
Yeah.
Nice.
So
he's doing the fucking and Anthem's doing the filming.
They finally have got their own legal representation, I should say. The Hardys have.
So does that make the Hardys Paige?
Yes.
All right. Just verifying.
they're the tripod in the corner. I can't find the article. I should have saved it. But
it's just page.
No, I wish it was, but it's just a bunch of dumb shit. Raw results and stuff. Who gives a fuck about Raw fucking results?
Especially after the page.
God, yeah, I know. All I care about is when the fucking...
When is Paige's next fucking cum shot?
Yeah, when's the New Day coming back on TV?
Hopefully Monday.
Yeah. We should talk about that. That is the other thing. People were wondering, like, it was like it came out like, oh God, Xavier Woods isn't on the house shows this weekend. He's getting punished. And then somebody had to be like, no, wait.
He wasn't even.
Yeah, he was in Texas for South by Southwest. Yeah. Yeah. But it did give a whole new meaning to up, up, down, down.
For sure.
That's funny. I love the memes on fucking Twitter that were just like
the Teddy Long
yeah,
dying, dude.
Hold on, player. It's like Brad Maddox and her first, and Teddy Long shows up like, no, hold up, player. We gonna have ourselves a tag team match, and Xavier Woods comes in the footage. Somebody needs to edit that together. It needs to be the Botchamania ending this month.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that's another thing. Like, what do you think? Are they gonna do anything about Paige?
Well, I read something similar happened with Seth Rollins or some shit.
Yeah, photos.
And he got
leaked.
The fucking title.
Yeah, like a couple weeks ago. They did take
She got fucked, so maybe she might be coming back and get the title herself. I mean, she's like, the next healed. I got fucked. The New Day's hosting. What better way?
She's going to be a bigger star than she ever was. But it also, like, another thing.
She's going to make a lot of money from those videos.
I did that piano just for fun there, but.
She's definitely going to sign to Vivid or something like that. She's going to be
I mean,
no, don't lie. She's like, yeah, they're mine. Like, now I got to release them to everyone because
if
I got them shut
down. If they
down.
Have everything, if she gets fired, yeah, that's definitely what would they would come. Yeah,
that's
to her,
why.
But,
that's why I'm saying if she gets fired.
But I don't know if she would do it, and they would have to have Xavier Woods and Brad Maddox sign off on it. Brad Maddox changed his Twitter handle when it all happened and locked his Twitter too. So
he was like, "It was me going to hiding off the grid." Fuck that bitch.
Yeah, that is. That was my first thoughts. I was like, Brad Maddox probably leaked that. He probably sent the shit to somebody.
To Alberto first. Alberto, watch the greatest tag team ever form.
And then, or it came about through the hacking type thing, you know.
I wonder what Xavier Woods' first thought was. Yeah, that was me. I fucked that bitch.
Yeah. People started posting like screenshots of photos of Paige and Xavier Woods together and stuff from like, and trying to piece together what time the videos might have been made and stuff. And a bunch of people were like, was that backstage? I'm like, man, I would really doubt that they fucking were able to pull that off backstage.
Yeah, that was at a house.
Yeah.
Maybe a hotel.
Yeah, one was, I was about to say, that probably was from when they were all in NXT together.
They're like, had a drunken night and they're like, yeah, let's all fuck Paige.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're fucking Paige together tonight.
She's the champ.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
It does give her a new meaning. Mm-hmm. Of her being champ, you know. She was definitely the champ.
So anyway, they let's try and move on. The Hardys.
We've been trying to move on. You just keep going right back. You
it's a about rabbit hole I cannot stay out of. It's more holes that I can't stay away from. So anyway, Hardys, Impact is like... That it is pretty insane that Impact's going. Like, Impact's the same.
They have nothing to lose.
They're the same company who's, like, mad that they can't use the Rhodes name with Cody Rhodes. But then they are fighting after the Hardys' broken gimmick, you know. But anyway, so the Hardys have hired legal representation, but so they're not going to say anything else anymore. But Rebby Sky did.
She's like, we're not going to say, but my wife, yeah, she is going to be relentless.
It didn't stop her from getting on Twitter. She said, update, TNA sent a laughable legal proposal regarding trademark and usage and ownership. Fun fact, Senor Benjamin never signed one piece of paper stating TNA could ever use, broadcast, or profit from his image. Maxwell was never legally cleared to work, appear on camera. Want to check them TV child labor laws and get back to me, TNA. Ooh. Fun fact, nearly every notable attribute that makes Broken Matt Hardy, Broken Matt Hardy, was developed by me in a Waffle House. Yummy. Trying to prevent someone from legally making money is torturous. Interference of business and it is and a huge offense. How about that, C&D? I don't know what C&D is, but...
I'm surprised she didn't end it on, and what about Paige?
And then she said she filed for the broken trademark when all the shady business from Jeff Jarrett and Anthem got to her weeks before Matt's contract was up, and if owning my husband was that important, why didn't they file before the contract was up? Before Rebby ever did.
Exactly. Like, so, we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah. Oh, my bad. She did have one more tweet, but I don't see it on here. Oh, here it is. My bad. What about every other former talent still working under their TNA name and gimmick? The theme song she recorded and let them use they're trying to claim that too. And
my question is, how can they own shit that they did at their own house?
This is film
themselves that you could tell they did from 1995.
Her last two tweets were, if the character is TNA's, where are their format sheets? Where are their scripts? Can't be produced, don't exist. And best part, ready, surprise, the Hardy Show, which is their YouTube, Matt and Jeff's YouTube show they used to do. The Hardy Show was behind the scenes recording the entire creative process the entire time. See you soon. So I feel like Anthem.
You're going to go back and watch this fucking Anthem Hardy and, show just to confirm they started it.
Anthem and Jeff Jarrett need to fucking calm the fuck down. That's what needs to happen. You can't. You're. See, I watched that.
They need to worry about making money. Stop losing money.
Remember, I watched last week because they had all that momentum with Bruce Pritchard and shit. So I was like, hell yeah, I'm going to watch it. And fucking.
This week it cooled down.
I didn't watch it because. Page this,
happened.
That, don't lie. But no.
Don't the, lie. Page happened. He was
but
like,
Page didn't happen until fucking Friday evening. So I had a lot of time that I could have watched TNA in there. But I was like. As soon as all the going after the Hardys for their broken shit and all this just fucking childish petty stuff they're doing started, I was like, nah, I'm cool. I'm cool on this. I don't give a fuck about watching their TV show.
I've stopped caring.
You stopped caring a long time ago. But I was like, I'm going to give them a shot. But as soon as they started doing this, it's like same old TNA. Bad decisions.
It's
nonstop.
Not TNA.
Impact Wrestling.
It should just be called Bad Decisions. Like
Bad Decisions Wrestling.
Like, I mean, you can't feel bad for anyone who works there.
That's a bad decision, too. Let me have a piano next to me while we record.
Think about it. Like, if you work there, you definitely know you're not on the upper echelon of the, you know, your craft.
Yeah.
You're definitely the third world country of wrestling.
So before we take a break, I wanted to talk about.
Think about it. I mean, fucking for fuck's sakes, Lucha's on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. TNA's on Impact.
I mean,
they're on Pop.
They're on a network.
They're on Impopped.
they're on a network that no one cares about.
Impact is on Impopped.
I mean,
it's the TV Guide channel. Just they don't have
exactly.
TV Guide
That's
anymore.
That's what I'm saying. The channel no one cares about. Yeah. That's what I was saying.
You used to watch soap operas on it and shit.
I mean, it used to say, this is what plays at 3 o'clock. Yeah. Now they play shit that you don't care about before and they don't tell you what's on.
You don't need TV Guide anymore.
Yeah.
You got on-screen guides for everything now.
So I understand. No one wants to watch TV Guide channel. No one wants to watch fucking wrestling.
Sit there and watch TV Guide channel for fucking 10 minutes trying to
Lucha
figure out
Underground
what's
on Netflix, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never see Impact on Netflix or fucking Hulu.
No. They need a Hulu deal. If they had a Hulu deal, there'd be a lot more viewers on it.
They need wrestlers who they can pay first.
Let's move on, Jesus. We'll end up talking about this a little later, I'm sure, or we'll just talk about it now. But
hopefully we don't talk no more about Paige.
No, I was going to talk about AJ and Shane McMahon. They fucking pulled the trigger on getting the angle started this week.
Oh, yeah, from SmackDown? Yeah, nice.
Yeah, so we had heard the rumor for weeks that this was a rumored match. I mean, since fucking probably beginning of January. Rumor plans for AJ were to have him wrestle not John Cena, not Undertaker, but Shane McMahon. And everybody,
which is kind of weird, think about it.
Everybody took a collective groan, like, you're going to put your best worker in a match with Shane. And
think about is it because he was over and he's starting to get an ego in the back or something like that? Like, think about, are they trying to Roman Reigns him and take him down the total?
I think Shane gets the pick of, if Shane wants a match at Mania, he's going to get a match at Mania. And then he gets pick of whoever the fuck
he
wants
to
work
with. And he wants to work with the best.
If he wants to work with whoever. Also, yeah, I mean, like, so I'm sure,
I see it that way.
This is completely a Shane hand selected deal. And that's why it's good for AJ to be in it. And also, for the majority of people, they like watching Shane McMahon matches. They believe that his hokey, awful, not good offense. You know what I mean? When that dude's throwing punches, people get so excited.
Nowadays,
and shit.
It's kind of like
Well, yeah, people,
back then,
me and you,
better,
me
thought.
And you will watch and be like, this shit's garbage.
Dude,
but
you got to give him credit. He has some balls of doing things he does.
We'll watch it and be like, this shit's garbage. But somebody who is casual fans are like, oh, yeah, Shane McMahon, dude. Just like they do with Goldberg.
He takes some massive bumps.
I mean, just like they do with Goldberg. So AJ and Shane, there's going to probably be a giant fucking spot in it.
Like I was telling you,
a stunt spot
before we went on air, was this going to be like the whole McMahon Austin feud too? But McMahon
with AJ and Styles,
yeah.
But they did kick it off with very good fashion this week. Oh, that was a beautiful segment.
How AJ came out and fucking started it off.
AJ whooped his ass, and then fucking the best part is he has him up against.
The beginning was sweet.
He has him against the ice cooler, and he's like. I can't remember what his fucking line to him was, but he's like, you're gonna take this now or something like that, and he grabs him and just threw him fucking face first through the car window. I was like, oh, but damn, all right, okay, I can watch this.
My first question was, why was a piece of electrical tape coming back with Shane McMahon? Did you not notice the piece of electrical tape?
What, was it line? No, I didn't notice it.
Yeah, it looked like a piece of electrical tape.
It was like
it could have been lining or whatnot, but how it looked to me from watching it.
But I mean, like tape on the ground to show you where to walk to is what I meant.
No, it was like holding the glass up or some shit like that. Like it was already pre. Like
I got you. Probably. I mean, they're not going to just throw him through some shit that's not gimmicked.
It was still a sweet.
I mean,
we're not going to throw him through something that's not gimmicked.
They already did that. Yeah, they already did that in 2001 or whatever the fuck. So we can't do that again.
He's like, we can't do it again.
Yeah, you can't do that.
My body took a beating.
So, did it get you excited for this angle, though? Are you now excited to watch their Mania match from the way they shot the start of this?
We knew it was going to happen. John Cena Miz tag team build up.
Yeah.
If the build is going to be this good, the match better live up to the build. Mm. Because if the build is spectacular and the match flounders, I'm going to be very disappointed. Because the builds have been amazing. Think about the Miz and John Cena. Like their build has been amazing. Like this is probably the best time I've ever been excited for a possible John Cena match.
Mm.
And it's sad. It's a tag team match with Nikki Bella.
A tag team match.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm excited for that. Yeah.
It's just the build. They've been building so high and so good.
It's because Nikki's in the match is why you're excited, dude.
No, that's why you're excited. You're half Woods right now.
Pretty much. You want to take a break?
Yeah, we take a break.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there.
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues. But he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on the... He is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
It's the dawn of a new day. It's the dawn of a new day. It's the dawn of a new day.
And this must have been their song when they first started.
I don't know who it's for. I think it might be... I don't know who that's for.
That's the new day.
It just says WWE Superstars theme. I don't know who it's for.
Obviously for the new day. Because they kept saying the new day.
WWE Superstars theme. The television show Superstars.
And it goes the new day.
Yeah, yeah, see.
So they were really pushing the Superstars logo. So they were really pushing the new day.
They were pushing a new day coming. This song might have been named
before. I bet they was pushing the New Day coming.
Hey, they're pushing the New Day coming. So, Derek, how you feeling today?
Wonderful.
Did you have a good weekend?
I always have good weekends.
Yeah, weekends are fun.
Obviously with Paige.
So, anyway, I gotta stop playing this damn keyboard. So you want to talk about Raw and SmackDown? Run down the big things that happened this week.
The big things.
Yeah, I don't want to go blow by blow.
Yeah, we can kick out the useless I'm sleeping.
Kick out the jams, motherfucker.
Yes.
How did Raw even open this week? I'm trying to
Raw
remember.
Raw opened this week, I believe.
Yeah, let me see that.
With Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman.
Oh, yeah. Good promo, too. Paul Heyman was basically just like, Brock got beat the past two times, but this time Goldberg's going to get beat.
Yeah.
That was that. And the crowd was kind of Lesnar friendly.
They were
kind of booing
because
Goldberg.
When the Goldberg chant started, you heard heavy boos over top of the Goldberg chants.
Yeah, it was.
Very cool.
They were kind of so. It WrestleMania might be a little different than
they
what they
have
think.
A shit ton of fucking matches on that motherfucker. Yeah. That are a lot of tag team matches, if you know what I mean.
Ayo, but some of them are a lot of these.
A couple triple threat. Too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Intergender. So we do have the intergender tag team match too. Yeah, a
couple interracials too, right?
Get the fuck out of here. So anyway, after that though, I mean, what the fuck was there? Was the cruiserweight match?
After that was the whole Stephanie McMahon shit, where they're talking about how she wants them to fire. Someone
yeah, he has to fire somebody. That was okay. So the storylines of the night were like fucking Mick Foley has to figure somebody who's going to fire because what? Because SmackDown was going to fire somebody the next night. They got to fire somebody the night before. Like
no, I think she just wanted him to.
But it is just weird to me the way they duplicate storylines a lot. It's like okay, this happened on
one drops
Raw,
the title, one wins the title,
or one fucking has to forfeit the title, and the next fucking is asked to forfeit, and they say no. You know what I mean? Or you know, just they repeat kind of. But anyway, so Mick Foley's got to fire somebody. The cruiserweight match had Tozawa. Perkins, Tony Nese, and who else in it?
Brian Kendrick.
Okay, yeah, not a bad match.
It was really fun to watch.
Cruiserweights have been heating up. I like
it. Yeah, they have got a lot better since I've been bitching. Since I've stopped saying hashtag 205 to SmackDown Live,
they've been getting better.
They haven't been shitty.
I forgot to send this to you the other day, so I'm going to just say it right now. We're going to segue. Since we're talking about Monday Night Raw, my brother sent me this and it was like, I think it was an article somewhere, but it said, are we sure that WWE won the Monday Night Wars? It says, okay, so hear me out. Raw is 3 hours. Jericho is the most entertaining part of Raw. Cruiserweights are something to look forward to every week. Announce desk is at the ramp. Goldberg's champion? Call me a conspiracy theorist, but it seems like WWE played the long con and seemingly went out of business just to reemerge. All that's left is to have an NBA player wrestle. Wait.
Is Shaq wrestling?
As soon as Shaq wrestles, dude, it's full-blown WCW Nitro, dude.
Think about it.
Now, Shaq even has some Nitro appearances. But yeah, my brother sent me that shit. I was like, oh, motherfucking, that's so funny.
But
3 hours.
Think about it, true.
The announce desk up by the ramp.
Dude,
Jericho, cruiserweights.
The moment they put it back there, the first thing I referred to was WCW Nitro. There, how they had the setup with Tony Schiavone, Mike Tenay, and the switch between Zabisco and Bobby Heenan
Monday
when they
Night
were switching
Raw.
Back and forth.
Monday Night Raw has become Nitro. My tablet completely crashed and shut down. I'm trying to reset it. But.
Other big news on Raw pretty much was the split of Dana Brooks and Charlotte.
Yeah, what happened with that? I don't really see it.
Well, first of all, you had Sasha versus Dana Brooke, mm-hmm. and it was a very sloppy match.
Yeah.
I thought it was sloppy as hell. I was
Dana like, Brooke is Dana Brooke needs a good trip back to NXT.
I just was like, it was not Dana Brooke's fault, honestly. It was more Sasha had bad
timing.
Yeah, it was just timing between them both. Like, they both missed a couple of spots that you were like, damn, it's not her fault, but it's her fault. And then another missed spot, and you're like, well, she was on, but she wasn't. Like, they just were both, you can tell they haven't worked together a ton, and they don't have that chemistry, so they're not familiar with each other.
Yeah.
And it just looks sloppy. But afterwards, the whole split happened, and my first question was, so is Charlotte going to lose the belt at WrestleMania?
Mm-hmm.
And her next feud, is it going to be with Dana Brooke, and Dana going to be turning face? Yeah. And does that mean Sasha's going to be turning heel?
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Like, think about those questions.
I feel like Sasha's definitely turning heel. And then they're going to do Bayley versus Sasha coming out of Mania.
So,
Mania.
Mania.
Out of Mania.
So you think definitely
they're
Charlotte's
doing triple threat at Mania, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, coming out of Mania, they might do another triple threat, and then it'll be Bayley, Sasha from there.
And then a Charlotte, Dana Brooke run.
Yeah, something to keep Charlotte busy.
Yeah, until she wins her title again.
Yeah, until she comes back for the title.
Yeah, because, I mean, think about there's they don't have a ton of women.
Mm.
They're going to wait 98 more weeks before Emma comes back, obviously.
I'm sure Asuka will come up soon.
Yeah,
I've been seeing
shortly after.
She's got to drop that cum cover title. So anyway,
I wonder how many times she now perels it now. Like, she sees it and she's like, ugh.
That's why I'm sure Paige wiped it off. I was like, she washed it with soap and was like, nah,
she probably just took it to the thing, sticky as shit.
Wiped it off a little bit.
Probably not even that, just let it sit. They do get new titles, so I mean.
Anyway, Raw then had, what else did they have?
The Kevin Owens and
Kevin Owens promo.
Samoa Joe.
Yeah, Kevin Owens cut the promo and he said, cry it out, man. No, Kevin Owens has been great. I like the dark lighting, solo by himself promo.
In the spotlight.
Not a hint of comedy anymore. Like, they've moved away from that.
Straight serious.
Yeah, so they've done a good job with.
I like how he answered,
redoing his character.
The answer he gave why he did what he did. He was like, "I'm going to stab Chris Jericho in the back
before he stabs me in the back."
Yeah, which was perfect to say. Mm-hmm. I thought it was perfect.
Like, he's like, "We were never actually friends."
Yeah, that's what had me dying. I was like, "Damn!"
And then Samoa Joe came out. That's his enforcer.
Yeah, that's the Destroyer.
Was there anything really important that happened until before Mick Foley came out at the end?
Roman Reigns, if you really want to
talk about that. Oh, yeah. I do want to talk. That is a very important thing. Roman Reigns was in the ring. He calls out The Undertaker, and fucking Shawn Michaels came out.
After he wrestled Jinder Mahal, yep.
So, Shawn Michaels.
I was like, HBK, what the fuck?
And, Shawn Michaels was like, I've done it before. You don't want to do this, man. And Roman was like, yo, Undertaker retired you. I'm a retired Undertaker.
Well, that's not really how he talks, but okay.
Yeah,
you need to work on your impression.
But here's the things
I'm starting to hate about Raw promos and shit like that. Why does a fucking commercial always ruin it? He calls out The Undertaker and you're waiting for him, boom, commercial. And then he comes back and motherfucker's walking around like, has to recall out what he just said.
Like, yeah, they haven't been able to get it timed.
You Hulu motherfuckers are like,
I watched it on the Nefarious stream.
See, this is like WCW when they started out, when they would have their 2-hour shows. When they first start out, and they'd be like, hour number two, middle of a fucking match, the pyrotechnics are going off, and you're like, there's a fucking match! What the fuck is the pyrotechnics going off during a match? Like,
that happens
time
in WWE,
shit.
Too. when they
fix
fuck
it.
Up. Yeah, all right. But
I mean, fuck.
So what? They're just using these Shawn Michaels appearances because they can, or what? I don't know what the point of all this is.
Just
we got you under contract, and you're not able to train. They hired him to be the head trainer at the Performance Center, and he fucking was awful at it, and hasn't gone to work. And
my next question was, who beat him up? Because it looked like he had a bruise under his eye, like someone punched him in his face.
He probably got beat up trying to help out at the performance. Finally showed up to help out one day, and they were like, man, you suck.
Gave him that Auburn beating back from 96.
So he, but yeah, so Shawn Michaels came out. I think that
he did look like he lost his smile.
I think that's all they're doing is they have him under contract. He moved his fucking family to Florida. So I guess we'll just fucking put you on television when we can.
He didn't
since
look happy.
You already have a job. So, and then the end of the show was really cool.
Yeah, my first thought when Foley came out was like, God damn, is he going to fucking wrestle?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because normally he's been coming out all business-like, and this time he came up, actually got in the ring much different than before.
Yeah, he was wearing sweatpants and the flannel.
Once I seen that, I was like, who the fuck is he about to wrestle? Like, are you fucking serious? He could barely walk down the ring. He looks like fucking a fucked up robot that hobbles, like, their gear's missing.
So Stephanie was like, who are you going to fire? And Mick Foley was like, simple, Stephanie McMahon.
The worst liar and worst person on the roster. Yeah.
And then Triple H's music's hit.
And you were like, what the fuck, Triple H now?
So Triple H come out and he was just like, you need to think about what you just said.
Brought his kids.
Yeah, he's like, your daughter, all she wants to do is be a wrestler. Dewey works, you know, in the office back in Stanford, and you know,
maybe they need a ride home.
Yeah, or need a ride to the unemployment line. Yeah. And I'm sure they'll be able to, you know, they'll be all right with it. Dad was so selfish.
That's one thing I've liked with the WWE lately. Their promos have been a little bit more personal, like personal attack somewhat. Nah. Like,
Triple H is going to cut the balls off anybody he can.
Oh, dude, he was brutal. I was like, ouch.
Those two have had a kind of a back and forth relationship, too, over the past few years.
That's why when he went on and he was like, one person I won't pretty much take shit from is you, and like, I'll tell you to your face pretty much what Foley
said. And then, so Foley, they tell him, walk your ass out of here and start acting like you're happy to be at your job. And
he had me dying when he did the whole thumbs up thing, dude.
So Mick Foley started walking away, stopped, put Mr. Socko on his hand and waited.
I put my hand on my head and was like, are you fucking serious? I was like, can he please get pedigreed at least?
When fucking, what's his name? Triple H come up to him, he turned, hits him with the mandible claw. And
no, it was Mr. Socko.
It's still the mandible claw, even though it's Socko.
It's Socko. Just call it fucking Socko. No one knows what the fucking mandible claw is these days.
Stephanie hit him in the nuts, and that was the end of that, at least we thought.
And then you was like, wait, there's more.
And that's when the King Slayer, Seth Rollins, came out to slay some kings, brudda.
I liked how he came out with his little crutch, and then he was like, don't need it. And I was like,
brudda.
I was like, awesome. See how he moved around. I was perfect.
He's ready to go. They're milking an injury. Like, he might not have been injured at all.
He might have had like a little sprain or something like that, but nothing serious.
He got in that ring there throwing punches. He jumped and threw his kick. Yeah,
I was like, awesome. This match is going to be amazing.
And so that's how Raw went off the air. Was that? I thought it was a good episode of Raw for what it was worth.
Yeah.
I mean, I was making beats. I can't turn up my keyboard anymore. I turned it off. But yeah, not a bad episode of Raw.
It was very entertaining.
Yeah, so
it was better than I thought it was going
to
be.
You want to move on to SmackDown real quick?
Sure, let's go to SmackDown.
Fucking SmackDown. How did SmackDown open this week?
Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles backstage.
Okay, and
Styles was looking for Shane because
of their beef from Talking Smack or after the show.
Yeah. Last week.
Yes. And pretty much he was talking about how he wants to meet Shane. He has some shit to say, and then they...
I don't remember any of this.
Yeah, and then right after that, they cut down to the ring. And the first thing I noticed was there's just JBL and Todd Phillips.
Yeah, where's Mauro and...
And Mauro.
And where's Otunga?
Oh, and hold on. Before I fuck up on Raw, I should have told you the bit backstage with Chris Jericho, how he kept calling Mike Rome is his name.
Who?
Mike Rome or whatever his name on the guy who does backstage interviews back there. I'm not sure if it's Mike Rome or whatnot, but Jericho kept calling him.
I thought it was Charlie Caruso.
No, it was a dude. He said his name was Mike Rome or some shit, and Jericho kept calling him Todd Phillips, and he brought back the list.
That's funny.
I forgot to mention about that. But yeah, then AJ was in the ring pretty much.
Okay,
and that's when he cut his promo. Was talking about how he could be at WrestleMania having the best match of the year, but instead he's not going to even be at WrestleMania, and he's their top star. He's like, so what are they doing with my career? And he was like, well, he gets going to have some words with Shane McMahon. And he was like, if I have a career after this, and throws down the fucking mic and walks back in, pretty much followed him for around for a while. But yeah, that was my first thing. David Otunga and Mauro?
Where was Otunga and Mauro? They just had him off
camera.
They
had the blizzard.
Oh, they did. They couldn't make it.
So they couldn't make it. So I was like, wow, that's crazy.
I was wondering why I only heard two voices. Yeah.
Because maybe Otunga was making a movie. That might would have been. He might have been making a movie. But they said Mauro couldn't make it because of the...
He got stuck in the weather.
Stuck in the weather.
Yeah, our guests couldn't make it Tuesday night for the podcast. So
yeah, and Tuesday was a blizzard.
Yeah, so I believe it.
Yeah,
I don't really remember anything from SmackDown. No, I don't. I don't remember a fucking thing.
Becky Lynch versus Natalya.
Okay.
All right, match. Nothing special. Only thing about that was Carmella came down afterwards, attacked both of them, pretty much because the whole Alexa Bliss faces everyone at things. So pretty much,
I thought Mickey had a match.
Mickey had a match against Alexa Bliss.
Okay, who won that? Mickey?
I believe Mickey James.
So what are they doing? At Mania, it's Alexa Bliss versus every available female on the roster, right?
No, my bad. Mickey James won that match.
Okay.
Yeah. And
but so they're building it like Mickey's probably going to win the belt.
Yeah. Though. During that match, there was a sweet-ass spot. Mickey James was outside on the apron, and Alexa Bliss takes her like by the legs and kind of like swings her around off the apron. And kind of like drops her powerbomb style on the outside. I was like, damn, Mickie James just took a brutal fucking bump. Like,
she's putting
in
work.
Not want to take that fucking bump. Like, she legit whipped her off the fucking apron all one motion and just like dropped her powerbomb style. I was like, damn.
Yeah, she's
putting
in
work.
That was
a cool little spot in the match. And they had a better match than what Natalya and Becky had. That's for sure. Like, a way better match.
I think Becky's still young. Like, everybody's so high on Becky's work.
She has good matches, but not just with everyone.
But yeah, I was about to say, she's still young.
Like, when she had her match with Alexa Bliss, they were really good matches. Mm-hmm. But then I noticed when she had a match with Mickey James, it definitely was not as good as a match as it was with Alexa. And that's probably because they've had several matches since they've been in the company together. Yeah.
So I'm trying to remember what was after that match.
I was just going by from all the big angles.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
The next major angle was the whole Miz TV, which was the second segment of the show.
So, tell me a little bit about Miz TV this week.
Pretty much, they come
out. I only
out,
caught the end because didn't John Cena and Nikki run down at the very end?
Yeah.
Then that's much, all I caught.
Yeah, pretty much the Miz comes out with Maurice, and everyone wants to know who the special guests are, and they're like, it's the A couple, obviously, the Miz and Maurice. And the Miz just keeps going on a tirade how John Cena's fake and everything he does. You need to have contracts to be his friend or anything.
Their relationship is for total divas. Yeah,
like, if you want to do anything, you
Maurice
need
Maurice blocked her from getting on Total Divas or something like that.
Yeah, and then The Miz gave Maurice the mic, and this is the first time Maurice has actually cut a promo in a long time besides her classic break that bitch comment. And she went on the whole thing about how Nikki Bella told Maurice to wait out because she could get more money and stuff like that, and then Maurice never got onto Total Bellas and all this other shit.
Total Divas.
And just went on a whole rant how she fucked up her career where she could be with The Miz a lot sooner, but instead she waited for Nikki Bella, who she thought was her friend, and just went on a whole rant. If you didn't see it, like, it was actually
Good. Like the only part I was like paying attention to. That's why I knew that part was in there, because that's like shoot what some females have said about Nikki Bella and like
that's what I'm saying. Like, I've liked how they went name, more personal.
Maria said that like about Nikki, like blocked her from getting back into WWE and shit like that.
That's kind of fucked up, because that's pretty much what they've been going with, the whole how John Cena and Nikki Bella uses her power because John Cena, the pull he has and shit backstage with, which I mean, if they want to semi-shoot and be real and get that old school ECW feel, like how they used to have those semi-shoot fucking interviews or straight shoot interview whatnot, like depend on who you are. And it adds to the angle, you know, gives it a better build. That's why I'm saying these builds have been so fucking good. If the matches are horrible, I will be highly disappointed, because these builds have been phenomenal. Like, they've been a little bit more personal attacks and like not just, oh, you messed up here, like we were friends, something stupid. They're actually using actual
The build for Mania this year has actually been pretty good. I remember last year being like, wow, the build for Mania is so shitty.
I didn't see last year's. I just seen the matches.
Yeah, and Mania last year was long, but it was still pretty good. I mean, the wrestling was good.
I mean, it got me into watching wrestling.
It was like a terrible build the whole way up, but then we got some good wrestling. None of the matches meant anything. Pretty much across the board.
I think that's because they were on the whole, but we are going to split the company. Like,
and there were so many injuries too. Seth Rollins was injured, and Cesaro was injured.
Yeah, that's what you told me. Randy Orton. There's guys I noticed who weren't there.
Yeah, Randy Orton normally was injured. So yeah, there was a lot of injuries last year.
Yeah, the builds, I've been surprised with some of these angles. They've have been a little bit more personal attacks.
Yeah. And so Nikki and John did come out, and Nikki gave like a rebuttal, like, you think I blocked you? How could I block you? I'm focusing on my own career, basically, was her explanation.
Yeah. And then that's when Daniel Bryan finally comes out and finally makes it official. Like, you couldn't already fucking tell it was going to be a match.
Yeah, he was like, I'm going to channel my inner Teddy Long, and we're going to have ourselves a tag team match. That's just what I imagine he says.
He did not say that.
Daniel
Bryan just went on how
pretty
he wants
sure he
to,
said it last week.
No, how he went the week before he did, but how he pretty much went on this week was Daniel Bryan came out and was like, I pretty much just want to punch you in the face, Miz. Like, you steal my moves. Yeah. I want to punch you in the face. Like, you talk so much shit, I want to punch you in the face. You run from your matches, I want to punch you in the face.
Yeah.
I can't punch you in the your face, like, but I know two people can. And he was like, John Cena and Nikki versus you and Maurice at fucking WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, duh, like, they've been only going in this direction when John Cena didn't win the fucking title.
I thought we knew that match was
like,
happening
when
already.
She seen The Miz screw him at Elimination Chamber, we instantly was like, well, damn, there's fucking...
It was when Maurice got tied up in the Natalya matches twice, too.
Yeah, so obviously I kept bringing it up, and that's what's funny. It's like, I have been booking this WrestleMania, like, that's why they're so fucking good.
And then, basically, there wasn't really anything else until the end of the... American Alpha wrestled a match. Who did they wrestle?
American Alpha was the last thing... Last match, I mean, you had Mojo Rawley versus Dolph Ziggler.
Mojo and Dolph as a squash, basically.
Gets himself counted out. Like I said before, I was like, Ziggler's going to have the greatest run of his career. And boy, did I sound stupid afterwards.
He's doing the same shit.
Direction they put him in. Oh, you're the new generation. I'm the old, like, Oh my god. Horrible, like, shoot me fucking now. You ruined my expectations of what you were going to do with them. Like, you fucked up his heel run.
Because we were really hoping for something because it was SmackDown, too.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And but, now they're doing the same role.
Fucking Randy Orton, let's not forget about that. Randy Orton cut a promo.
Address Bray Wyatt.
I thought it was kind of dumb.
It's pretty much been what I've been saying for months.
Yeah, was. How do you
get inside, destroy, and conquer? Like,
if you
can't, stole Derek's plan, dumb motherfucker.
You can't beat him, join him. Yeah.
Like, I've called that the entire time, and I pretty much think I wrote that angle because I've been calling it since day one.
And they listen.
Well, they could listen. They may not have. I'm just saying that was my angle, and I'm sticking with it. We've been doing this for how long, and I've called it from day one.
Yeah, since they started that. Which they started this angle in like October or November of last year.
October, August, somewhere around there.
It was a real slow burn on this. But Randy was just basically like, yeah, I went to the compound. I burnt it down. I went inside his head because I knew what hurt him most by taking out his family. I don't know. I feel like it sets it up for fucking just Luke Harper and Eric Rowan to get back together with Bray and just have the normal family again. Yeah.
WrestleMania.
Because they were only destroyed by, like false reasons. It was like, oh, this guy came between us. We can reconcile.
Yeah.
But which kind of, I was really kind of almost looking forward to the Luke Harper solo run. But he hasn't been on TV since that. Since that match.
My only thing I got from this was...
You know, I'm talking about the qualifier match or whatever.
The only thing I got from the Randy Orton thing was the Undertaker's writing Bray's promos again.
and Randy's fucking... I don't know, Randy's... It wasn't like Randy did a bad job or anything, or I just think this... I don't know.
They need better acting skills.
I wish this storyline didn't have the title and Royal Rumble win attached to it. You know what I mean? Like, both those things could have been used for a way better story than...
Yeah.
This story could have happened as it was
This is one of the matches I thought was going to be something I wanted to see as we inch closer.
Yeah.
2 weeks away, am I right?
Yeah.
I think this is one of the matches I'm kind of going to be shitting on.
It's weird because like we were like, well, they can't do the turn now. They got to keep waiting for the turn. And then they finally did the turn, and it's almost like, well, did they wait too long to do the turn? It's almost like they can't build up heat for the match anymore, like because they were just an over tag team.
That's what ruined it, I think. Like they were so over that they...
they were legitimately just an over tag team. And yeah, it didn't have that... It didn't have the point for the crowd to sour on them.
It didn't have the Kevin Owens, Chris Jericho like
where it turned. It was definitely at the point where the crowd was done with it by the time that they finally
they
got
were
them
hooked
split.
And ready, like they were ready for it.
And
this, they were those fans so wanted them together.
Yeah,
like, they
so
were
this I wish they could have done this whole storyline without the Royal Rumble win and without the title.
Yeah,
and I think it would be almost better.
And I think it would give more credibility to the whole AJ Shane gave that a better build.
Yeah,
instead
you could
of
do that for the fucking title. Yeah, Shane could have won the damn Rumble.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Vince has won one.
Yeah, you know.
It's about time Shane wins a Rumble.
Yeah.
I mean, how WWE should have booked fucking this season.
There's this season. Well, it kind of is.
It's WrestleMania season.
WrestleMania kind of closes out their season. Mm-hmm. And a new season begins.
Yeah, so
if you think about it, the
then we had the AJ fucking thing with Shane, which we talked about earlier, where he threw him through the car window, and Finley come running in like about 10 seconds too late.
I kept trying to wonder who the little short fat guy was with him, and I was like, it's Jamie Noble.
Oh yeah,
he got
short
and fat. Like Jamie he was Noble, always short, but he got fat.
I think he probably plumped out after he got stabbed.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking because I remember he got stabbed.
Yeah, he probably plumped out.
I thought we
he
talked
only got
about
stabbed.
That.
Yeah, I was about to say he only got stabbed.
Stabbed.
He only got stabbed less than a year ago.
Yeah, but
Shillelagh. Started fucking talking like
you got your Finley talk.
Yeah, he like it was funny because AJ's kind of like sitting there like, okay, when's he gonna run in? And then Finley's like finally like, oh hey AJ, get out of here! He's like, you ain't gonna stop me. And he's like, just go, AJ. Just go.
Just go now.
Just go now,
dude,
AJ.
It sounded like a fucking movie from like a high school movie. Like, go. Leave us.
Then Daniel Bryan fired AJ, and then Shane McMahon with blood in his, like, that was a sick gash. He had
a nice little gash.
He had a big fucking TX fucking gash on top of his head. And he
took a heavy blow.
He walked out and was like, AJ said he didn't have a match at Mania. Well, now you got one. That was the mic drop. And then it was like, here comes the money. Dollar bill, y'all. Money, money, money.
And you was excited. You got up and started doing the Shane McMahon.
Money, 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 money.
Did Bob
money.
Join you at this moment? Because I know that's his favorite.
Me and Bob were doing the Shane McMahon dance back and forth.
Nice.
We're like crisscrossing Shane McMahon
what
dance.
What was Paige doing?
Sitting there just sleeping. Yeah, no. Oh, you're talking about that Paige. And that's funny. So anyway, that was Raw and SmackDown this week. Both shows were pretty good. I actually think Raw was better this week. This is the first time you've ever heard me say Raw was better.
Slightly, I would have to agree. Raw was actually a little bit better.
Raw was a little bit better.
A little bit, not by much.
Yeah.
Because when you think about it, SmackDown didn't have a bunch of matches. Most of it was following AJ Styles backstage, waiting for Shane. So it was basically a lot of AJ
talking.
Backstage just sitting.
See,
backstage.
I almost think Raw had the benefit of Fastlane being 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago or whenever it was, instead of, because SmackDown had Roadblock, and that was fucking...
They had Elimination Chamber.
They had Elimination Chamber.
After the Royal Rumble, 2 weeks.
That was a fucking while ago now. You know what I mean? So they've had to go
like
with
6 weeks or something.
They've had to
like
go with no pay-per-view build for this goddamn WrestleMania.
So they have like a long build while...
Yeah, and these past couple weeks have been...
More of a medium build.
The past couple weeks with SmackDown have just been all talking, you know? So
I mean, because they've already laid their foundation right after Elimination Chamber, and we didn't have Fastlane yet.
Yeah.
So they were already laying their foundation while Fastlane still had 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Or 3 weeks before the Elimination.
So,
the Elimination Chamber.
What have you been watching lately? Anything good?
Lately, what you just showed me was watching Paige getting tag team. If you're asking what I've been watching lately.
Memes. I started seeing like Hall of Fame 2017 inductee, and it was Brad Maddox. Like, he's going in the Hall of Fame. And then I was seeing like Slammy Award Tag Team of the Year, and it was like Brad and Xavier Woods photoshopped together.
I'm surprised they didn't have a page in there.
Hey, you ain't been watching. She's on the cover of the Bootios box. Don't worry.
I have not seen that one yet.
I've seen
a lot of the memes already.
Have you been watching any old wrestling though?
Old wrestling.
Yeah, anything good?
I have not watched anything old except for the match of the week you stole from me last week, but I believe
the
last thing
the week,
I watched was WrestleMania 16, which had the...
That's WrestleMania 2000.
Which had... I believe it was 2001.
No, WrestleMania 16 is 2000.
Was it 2000?
Yeah, WrestleMania...
The one that had the Hardcore Battle Royal?
WrestleMania 2000.
Was that 2000?
Yeah.
Was it? I thought it was...
Yeah.
You might be right.
WrestleMania 2000 is WrestleMania 16.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, yep.
Because 15 is 99.
You're right.
X7
you're right.
is 2001.
You're right. Yeah, because they had the Hardcore Battle Royal.
Battle Royal.
And that's the only reason why I watched it, just to see the fuck up at the end.
Yeah,
because like,
Homeboy counts it and then runs and gives the belt to the other person.
Gives the belt to
That's Timmy White, the kind of that.
Yeah, Crash was supposed to kick out, and it was supposed to be Crash.
Apparently, Timmy White got fucking...
Fired?
No, he didn't get fired, but he did get reamed a new asshole. Yeah, by Brad Maddox and Xavier Woods backstage. No.
Did they let him get practice in?
He wasn't anal training practice.
He wasn't anal training yet?
I'm ready for you now. So anyway, they... And I saw this other thing where JBL was talking about it. One time, Timmy White counted JBL out in a Survivor Series match. JBL's shoulders were up. And Timmy White counted the three anyway and fucking kicked him out of the match, even though he's like, my shoulders were up. And if you never watched the Timmy White like suicide sketches on WWE.com, were really awesome too. Like every week he would kill himself, like in a different way. He was trying to commit suicide, and he couldn't get it done.
I lost
like,
you for a minute because all I'm thinking about is when Paige comes back, her new chant's going to be anal training.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It's going to be horrible. Or wait, legendary.
Jesus, anal training. So you got a match of the week this week?
I just told you my match of the week. I told you from WrestleMania. That was my old WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah, the Hardcore Battle Royal.
Yeah, that was going to be my match of the week this week.
So the Hardcore Battle Royal WrestleMania 2000. I've been going through and watching old WrestleManias lately, too. I started with 18, watched 18, 19, 20, and 22. I slept through 21. I got to go back to it. But
it must not have been that good if you slept through it.
I gotta go back through, but yeah, I got the WWE Network again just so I could watch some old manias leading up to Mania.
Watching some old Mania leading up to Mania.
Yeah, basically that's kind of how it's been going.
It sounded more like you was watching the Paige Frenzy.
Paige Mania, Paige-a-mania.
I wonder if that's what her porn's going to be called, Paige-a-mania.
Paige-a-mania, lousy wrestling podcast. Anything else you want to add before we get out of here?
No,
there's
nothing.
If you listened live, thank you. Lousy Wrestling Pod at LWP Wrestling under my bad at LWP
Can
underscore
you not
wrestling.
Fuck it up for once
at LWP underscore wrestling.
Are
on
we gonna
Twitter.
Start having cue cards for you?
Yeah,
you're gonna fuck that up.
Check out all the other shows on the Lousy Weather Media Network. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, Let the Hate Flow Through You, The Unbelievables, Keeping It 99, The Main Show, I Can't Read. It's a lot of fucking podcasts.
That is a lot. Maybe we need our own app.
Yeah. I need to figure out how to do that. Make an app.
These Girl Scout cookies are very good, by the way.
And an Enzigiri, and we're out.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.